You're still getting in touch about Garda response times, in particular to a crash that happened outside Cara Savine last Friday. Now, Deputy Brendan Griffin of Fine Gael raised this issue in the Dáil last month when he asked then Minister for Justice Simon Harris if he's satisfied there's an adequate Garda presence in the Cara Savine area at all times and if he'd give a statement on it. Simon Harris said, "I'm informed by Garda authorities that Cara Savine is a full-time 24/7 station operating in order to serve and protect the local communities in South Kerry, and that at the end of April, 15 Garda members were assigned to the station in Cara Savine, consisting of 13 Gardaí and 2 sergeants, and that the station is also supplemented by 1 full-time Garda stationed in Port Magee and 1 full-time Garda stationed in Waterville." Well, yesterday I spoke to Alan Landers from Cara Savine, who has a B&B in the town and is a community activist, and I asked him and he gave his response to what Simon Harris said to Brendan Griffin.
"I don't agree what the minister has said to Mr. Brendan Griffin. I think that I'm very confident in saying that the Garda station in Cara Savine is not a 24-hour station, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Members of the public that I'm aware of and that I've spoken to have tried going into the station just for simple duties like getting a passport signed, to find the door is closed, phone number on the door, you get through to Killarney. And they say, oh, well, come back and try again tomorrow. So I know that for a fact with one person that I've spoken with. Guards in Cara Savine seem to be seconded up to Killarney on a regular basis. We're at the behest then of Killarney, which will send a car down if it's needed. But again, that is an hour away, or as we saw last week, it was closer to 2 hours away before the guards responded to the accident just outside Cara Savine. I was speaking to a retired member of the service there as well, and he said when he came to Cara Savine first, there was no lock on the door at Cara Savine station. It was open 24 hours a day. You could arrive in at any time in the day or night, and the station was open, and somebody would be there to meet you and speak with you and deal with whatever query or complaint or issue that was there. But that service is not there. 5 years ago, when Superintendent Fleur Murphy was down in Cara Savine, he spoke at a public meeting just after the murder that was in Cara Savine, and he told us on the day or on the night outside in the Ring of Kerry Hotel that Cara Savine had 24-hour service 7 days a week, and unfortunately that's not the case anymore. And the minister, he may be informed that Cara Savine is covered 24 hours a day. It's covered from Killarney, but that's not good enough when an issue or an incident takes place in Cara Savine. Cara Savine, Ballinskellig, Waterville, Valentia, any of the area within the district. And we do need to have a full-time service in Cara Savine.
Brendan Griffin, when he raised this issue with the then Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, last month, about the issue about whether Cara Savine is functioning 24/7, the Garda service, one of the statements he gave was that the TD will be aware, the deputy will be aware, that on Garda Síochána don't police on a station basis, but rather on a divisional basis, and see stations as locations within communities for people to attend and for resources to be accommodated. So I'm reading from that just because the station in Cara Savine isn't open all the time, that doesn't mean that there isn't a 24/7 Garda presence in the Cara Savine Garda district.
But like last week just proved that completely wrong, because it took nearly 2 hours, between an hour and a half and 2 hours, for a Garda unit to respond to the accident just outside of Cara Savine. If there was a Garda anywhere in the area based out of Cara Savine, they would have been able to respond to that much quicker. If they were in Valentia, they were only 10 minutes away. If they were in Waterville, they were 10 minutes away. If they were out in Cara Daniel, they were 25 minutes away, 30 minutes away.
And we have contacted the Gardaí just for clarification, for a statement on the claims, one of them made by the firefighter, one of the firefighters who attended the scene last Friday, Damien Quigg, who said that it was an hour and a half to 2 hours before Gardaí responded to that crash outside Cara Savine last Friday. We're waiting a Garda response on that. Simon Harris told Deputy Brendan Griffin, when he put this question about our adequate Garda presence in the Cara Savine area, if there was an adequate presence at all times, Simon Harris said that at the end of April there were 340 Garda members assigned to the Kerry Garda Division, and that represents an increase of over 13%. 10% since the end of December 2015. Doesn't that indicate that the perception that there are fewer guards in Kerry, that's not actually borne out by the statistical reality?
But you see, it's very easy to take those statistics when you can go back to a time when there was a level of Garda cover in the area. But how many guards have actually retired in that time? In Carraseen Station alone, there's been, I think, 3 retirements. No, actually, there's probably been about 4, if not 5 retirements in that same period of time. That's 8 years. There is at least 5 guards gone out of Carraseen. They haven't been replaced. This is the problem. Like, it's very easy to take a figure back from 2015 when there was a good cover, a good number of guards, and all 4 units in Carraseen were fully manned. We can all play with figures.
You believe that clearly that the Garda policing model should go back to the way that there should always be a presence in a Garda station in towns such as Carraseen and towns of similar size.
Absolutely. Like, Carraseen is covering a huge area in itself. Like, Carraseen was a division, had its own superintendent. It was fully responsible for covering its own area, policing the area, everything. And when that was the case, it worked perfectly well. We lost the superintendent of Carraseen a number of years ago. And since then, we're a secondary division out of Killarney. That's all we are, Killarney or Killoglan. I was at a retirement party for one guard nearly 10 years ago, and the super from Tralee was down, and he spoke about it, and he said that it was one of the best examples of community policing that he witnessed. I don't know how many arrests the guard had made, but it didn't sound like there was an awful lot, because anything that happened was dealt with. But there was no crime, or the crime would have been very, very low. So, like, why not return back to a system like that? That worked. That worked very well.
But could it be just the case that on any particular day, demand and supply, if you will, Gardaí have to respond to situations, and it could be just one of these awful coincidences whereby Gardaí were called away to another part of the county, or there were plans in place for an anticipated situation and they had to be ready. And it's not a question of diverting resources away from any particular community. It's just that the Gardaí have to be versatile, they have to plan ahead, they have to be at the ready and anticipate particular situations. So sometimes maybe there was a big event coming up in a particular town, so they would say, look, we'll have a bigger presence here because there may be issues with antisocial behaviour or whatsoever, because it's a hard job being a Garda.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is, of course, and I can fully appreciate that. And look, I can see a weekend like the June bank holiday weekend, where you have the Biker Fest down in Killarney, and you have a huge amount of an influx of people into the area, and that there may be a need for more guards in that area. But then it doesn't give an excuse for removing guards out of an area that they're policing as well, and that they have to look after if something happens. Like, okay, great, there was no incident on the Ring of Kerry during that weekend, and you had thousands of bikers travelling around the Ring, and the weather was fantastic, everything was great, and thankfully there was no accident on the Ring that day. A number of years ago, the government had a moratorium on the recruitment of guards, and there was nearly 5 years where there wasn't a guard recruited. They're paying the price for it, we're paying the price for it as a community, and they can make whatever excuse they want and say that yes, guards have to be pulled from here to cover this area and cover that area. If they had enough guards recruited, this issue wouldn't be arising, and we wouldn't be having this discussion.